poorly.
Okay.
A bad man, you might say, he's not weak, he's
strong.
Okay. What would you call a guy who's big and heavy set, kind of muscular?
Husky.
Okay, another word for husky would be?
Huge.
Okay, would you ever use the word stout?
Stout.
Okay. What else would you use the word stout for? Besides somebody build?
Oh, strength.
How? What do you mean?
I mean stout and muscular.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use it about any kind of food or anything like that? Okay. Some person who always has a smile on his face, it never loses his temper, you'd say he is mighty. Never loses his temper. He's just real
pleasant.
Okay. Okay, you ought to know about this. Say a boy's in his teens. He's just all arms and legs, you know, and he hardly walked through the house without breaking something. And you'd say, oh, he's at that what stage?
Fonzie.
Okay. Any other words you might use for Fonzie?
Awkward.
Okay. A person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you'd say he's just a plain
tyrant.
Okay, what do you mean by that exactly?
That he's doing things he's not supposed to do.
Okay.
Because it's disobedient.
Okay. A person who has plenty of money and who hangs on to it, you call him a
miser.
Okay. And somebody who gets money and help from other people but doesn't get any in return would be a if you said, that girl is very common, what would you mean?
I don't know, because I probably never said.
All right. That's a good reason. Mm-hmm. If an old man is still real strong and active, and he didn't show his age, you'd say, yeah, he's still really quite...
Young? It wouldn't be young, but...
Okay, but what for his age?
Active.
Okay, any other word? Okay, what would you say if it's a little kid, you know, like about 3 or 4 years old, they're always on the go and they're running around the house and makes you tired just to watch them? What would you say about him? And say, well, look at him go. He really is
active.
Okay. If one of your daughters, say when they were younger, you know, and they were dating, and they were out later than usual, you might say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little bit
nervous.
Okay. Or you don't feel easy about it, so you feel
uneasy.
Okay. You might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. A child might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark.
I'm scared.
Okay. Another word?
Afraid.
Okay.
Frightened.
Okay. A person who gets afraid easily is kind of... He gets afraid all the time. He sure is.